This is a podcast from Rover.
This gets me so excited, this music. Star Wars Day, May the 4th, is tomorrow. So I thought, guys, what I would do is bring in one of the biggest Star Wars fans that I've ever met. And I've known him for a long time because my wife and I gave birth to him. It's my eldest son, Gabriel, joins us in the studio. Yay! Morning, Gabe.
Morning, Gabe. Guys.
Good to see you, man.
You too. Thanks for having me.
You smell fresh, man.
Yeah, and you've got a great head of hair.
Oh, you know, it's been a long process. Working at this, it takes nuts. No,
he's gained all the hair that I've lost over the years.
Yeah. I mean, the transition process has taken quite a while.
But. Can you tell us why you said no to your dad to having a family dinner this weekend?
I mean, you know, Star Wars is Star Wars, right? Like when, and I mean, if anything, it's his fault. He got me hooked on this. I suppose addiction's a fair word for it.
Mm.
So basically, what's happening this weekend is a lot of the cinemas, I believe, around the country, are rerunning 6 of these Star Wars movies.
Wow!
On Saturday. Those movies being the originals, the ones that came out in the 70s and the 80s mm-hmm. with Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford.
The classics.
And then on Sunday, they're going to be playing what are known as the prequels. So the ones with Ewan McGregor, Natalie Portman, Hayden Christensen, set before the old ones.
Yeah, so that's like the Phantom Menace and those
yes,
ones, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Phantom Menace.
Okay, yeah, I mean, essentially Gabe and I have seen a lot of the Star Wars movies together. It was our father-son thing to do whenever they came out, like the
right,
Lord of the Rings ones,
cool.
We'd go and see them. But Gabe's now basically left me in the dust and has moved away from that father-son relationship and now sort of celebrates the Star Wars love with, is it your mate Zane?
Yeah, my mate Zane. So basically, Star Wars encompasses a huge range of excuse me.
Getting emotional. He's getting emotional.
It's sad. It's
been such a beautiful journey. Star Wars covers an entire range of media. So what Zane and I have started doing is we've started watching a series called The Clone Wars.
Oh, the one for little children.
No. See, that is the common conception.
Okay.
But The Clone Wars is about war and politics and death, all of that fun stuff that children so clearly enjoy.
But it's a cartoon, right?
It is an animated series.
So
yes.
For children. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's...
he is asking the questions. I don't know.
Yeah, well... I mean, clearly he's bitter about being left in the dust. Yeah, I don't want to watch it. It's a kid's show.
I really am.
It's an animation.
So what you're going to do, you're effectively going to watch a whole lot of movies back to back for the entire day?
Yeah, essentially.
Wow.
So yeah, gonna hunker down in the cinema and they're showing them, pretty much back to back. So
question, while you and Zane are sitting there watching these movies, will you be holding toy lightsabers?
I thought you were going to say his hand. I was going to say probably. if we can get them in, absolutely yes.
Because what you guys may not know is over the years, Gabriel has collected and bought online many versions of lightsabers, which some of them light up and make noise like a real lightsaber. And I asked him to bring one in today. Have you got one?
I do. So
what's this one?
So this one that I brought in here is my most prized possession out of the four of them.
Oh
so
my God.
I would like to do a wee light up demonstration to show you how it works.
Okay, here we go.
Look at that thing.
Listen to the sound of it. Amazing, right?
Really good. Do some
so
swings.
Big.
Do some swings around like you're Luke Skywalker. So good, I want a nerd.
Wow! And you know, it's so cool, big. Though. So you can, if you can imagine this, you're
massive.
Driving in your car. It's huge.
It's the size of an actual
lightsaber. Half the size of my body.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Which is really
it's
cool.
So good. So you don't have to tell me, but I wish you would. How much did that one cost?
This one was, I think, around $600-$700.
Holy
gosh!
I thought you were going to say $200.
No,
are you serious? Yes. Okay. So, $600. So this one is one of the higher end ones because it's something called NeoPixel/XenoPixel. So from what I know, there are two different kinds of lightsabers you can buy. I know.
Yeah.
Basically, the lower end ones are more just a stunt form which light up, you know,
okay,
just in one block like a glow stick. And those lights are contained in the hilt of the lightsaber. So the blade you get is just a plastic tube with nothing in it.
Right.
Whereas this one, there are lights all along the tube. So it lights up in that way that you see.
Oh, look at... Oh, my goodness.
Like an actual lightsaber.
It does look pretty cute. Okay. So it actually does have the force inside it, the actual force.
It has been
$700 worth of it.
Oh, my goodness.
A pleasure watching father and son just back and forth like this.
Play with lightsabers?
The text machine has been blowing up. A text here says, please add Paul's son to the Breakfast Club lineup. He's brilliant. Such a confident, eloquent, and comical guy. And hundreds of texts saying that you guys sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
Would Paul's son be cheaper, this one says. Enjoy Star Wars Day, Gabe. Yes. Thank you for coming in. Pack and save would probably say yes.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Shut up, guys.
Thanks, man.